about 20 meters off the surface.
We're getting signals from MRO.
Tango Delta.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
That was audio recorded from NASA's control room last Thursday. You know, later that day, the conversation's Savannah Harriman-Pote caught up with Hawaii volcanologist Sarah Fagents about the launch and her work on the latest Mars mission.
Everything went absolutely flawlessly. As you can imagine, it was quite tense leading up to the moment, and we were watching the NASA TV live, streaming of the event, and we had a view of all the people at Mission Control and JPL feeling, I'm sure, as anxious as all of us were, but everything went perfectly, and there was just a lot of relief and elation once we realized we were down on the ground safely in Jezero Crater.
And I understand that for some people, yourself included, this landing is a culmination of years of work. I believe you said that you had been working on this mission since 2014. What was it like to wake up this morning and know that today's the day?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, back in 2014, when our instrument, the MASS-CAMZ instrument, was selected, landing date seemed so infinitely far off in the future. So we've been busy working this last 7 years or so on the engineering aspects of it and the instrument development, and I've been particularly involved in the science aspects of where we're going to go and what we're going to do. But it never seemed quite real, you know, and until here we were today watching the coverage of us actually landing on Mars. It was absolutely thrilling to be part of that.
Wow, wow. And can you talk a little bit more about your work with the MASS-CAMZ?
Yeah, I'm a co-investigator on this instrument team. Jim Bell, who is a former UH student, actually, is now a professor at Arizona State. Jim is the principal investigator, and so he collected a group of scientists to participate in this investigation to help understand the geology of the site that we're looking at, because the goal of the mission is to look for signs of ancient life. And to do that, we really need to understand very well what the geology of the area is. I'm a volcanologist, and I'm most interested in the volcanic units there, because if we can identify a volcanic feature like a lava flow or an ashfall deposit, we can date that feature. We can radiometrically date a sample that we bring back from Mars. And so we'll know exactly when that feature formed, when that lava flow formed. And this will help us tie to a specific point in time all of Martian history. So volcanology is my key interest, but I'm also really excited about looking at these delta deposits that we see there, these sedimentary deposits that may contain these signs of ancient life.
Wow. I mean, I think it's hard to comprehend someone who doesn't have that firsthand experience with what those kinds of findings mean. The idea that there would be ancient life on Mars. Can you put a little bit more context to that? Like, what do you mean by life?
Okay, so we are thinking small. When we think about life on other places, I mean, we know life flourished on Earth, and we have everything that we see today, which is remarkable and spectacular. But when we look at other bodies like Mars, we know that Mars's habitability probably only happened for a very restricted period of time, very early in Mars's history. So it hasn't had as long to initiate and develop and flourish like Earth has. But back in those early times, billions of years ago now, Mars was warmer and wetter for a limited period of time. And so when we think about life on Mars, we're thinking microbes. We're thinking of microscopic organisms that we may, despite the fact that they lived billions of years ago, we may see the remnants, the signs that those organisms once existed by looking at the rock outcrops and the sediments that we find in Jezero Crater.
And I understand in your work you're looking at other orbiting bodies or other celestial bodies also for similar signs. I believe you're doing work with the moons of Saturn, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm part of an investigation that's looking at Saturn's moon Titan. Now, Titan is an icy body with a rocky core, but most of its outer layers are ice or water, and it has a subsurface ocean, and we think that that's another possible habitable niche in our solar system, the fact that we have liquid water underneath a thick icy crust. it's possible that, life could arise in these subsurface oceans at, for example, Titan and also Europa, which is one of Jupiter's satellites. So there's a lot of interest across the, planetary science community and the astrobiology community of these so-called ocean worlds, these icy moons that contain oceans beneath their frozen surface.
I have to say, volcanologist is probably the coolest job title I have ever heard. How does someone become a volcanologist?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't realize volcanologist was a thing. But what happened for me was I went to college with this vague idea that I was interested in understanding the world around me. So geology, looking at the landscape and understanding how the landscape formed. While I was in college, I met a very inspiring professor who worked on planetary science and on volcanoes on different planets. And I ended up doing a senior thesis with him. And that just inspired me. I hadn't really thought about grad school before that. I realized that if I can look at volcanoes on Earth or other planets, that would be the life for me. So I started a PhD with him, working on a comparison of how volcanoes erupt on different planets. So I was comparing Earth and Venus and Mars, and they have very different gravities and atmospheres, and they really influence how a volcano erupts. And so a few months into grad school with my advisor, he brought me over here to Hawaii. This was back in 1990, to go and look at the volcanoes that we have out here in Hawaii as analogs for volcanic features that we see on different planets. If we can understand how volcanoes work in this very well-understood environment on Earth, we can apply our models, our physics models, our numerical models, to other bodies to understand how volcanoes work in different planetary environments with different atmospheres and different gravities.
Perhaps you can fact check me on this. My understanding is that Mauna Loa is the largest volcano on Earth. In order to find larger volcanoes, you actually do have to go to Mars.
That's true. Yes, that is definitely true. Mauna Loa is just awesome. Hawaii is an amazing place for many reasons. I mean, we can look at the volcanoes for a start, and by studying volcanoes here in Hawaii, we can understand planetary volcanoes. And then there are all of the astronaut training that's been done out here in Hawaii, or the testing of instruments and other mission systems and concepts for analog studies out in Hawaii. For example, the high seas simulation that was over there on Mauna Loa on the Big Island, where they isolated groups of scientists for months at a time to see how isolation affected the ability to get your tasks done if you were on a planetary mission, for example. So Hawaii is multifaceted in what it can offer to understanding other planets and for planetary exploration too.
And aside from your own work and analysis with the MASCAM-Z, what findings from the Perseverance are you most interested in?
Well, as I mentioned, the goal of the mission is to seek signs of ancient life. So I am just super excited to see what we can do to seek those signs out. I'm excited to go to the Delta deposits, which may have concentrated and preserved biosignatures of ancient microbial life. I'm excited to be part of the decision-making process of what rocks and soils do we sample that would be most likely to contain those biosignatures. And ultimately, the goal is to bring back samples that we collect during this mission to Earth in a future mission and study those samples in labs on Earth with all of our sophisticated equipment that we have in terrestrial laboratories to really unravel whether we see biosignatures in those samples.
And on that note, if you could just speak to what these findings might mean, not only for the scientific community, but for the general public.
Yes, I mean, it's a question, isn't it? I think probably everyone on Earth has pondered, is there life out there? Are we truly unique on this planet? Or is there somewhere else in our solar system or beyond our solar system that hosts life? So finding any sign of life, even if it's incredibly primitive, like a little microscopic organism, would really expand our understanding of our solar system and the universe, I think.
That was Sarah Fagens, faculty member at the University of Hawaii at Manoa and a co-investigator for the MASCAM-Z instruments on the Mars 2020 mission. Check out links on our website for more on the Perseverance. We also plan to hear from a Punahou alum who happened to be in mission control at the time of that launch.